coaches, course creators, consultants, entrepreneurs, and high-ticket affiliate marketers. What if you weren't afraid? What if you weren't afraid to fail? What if you weren't afraid of success? What if you weren't afraid that the next offer you put out was actually going to land sales? What if you could alleviate all that? How much more freedom would you experience in your life? Today I'm going to be covering something that I spoke about in a recent coaching call with some of my private clients, and I urge you to have an open mind when it comes to this stuff. It's going to be a little bit left of center for many of you, and my intention is not to talk about something completely bleak. It is really to help shift your perspective on exactly how you can release some of these fears. Catch you guys right after this. All right, welcome back, guys, and thank you very much for joining me. My name is Jamie Gardner. On this podcast, what I talk about is really me just documenting the last 12 plus years of being an affiliate marketer, digital ad strategist, online consultant, coach, you name it. I've done a bunch of stuff. If any of that's of interest, this is really me just spitting some thoughts off the top of my head regarding my business, what's working at the moment, having helped over 900 students and selling millions of dollars worth of products online. Anyway, if that's of interest, hit the subscribe button. Feel free to go find me over on Facebook at www.ultimateaffiliategroup.com if you're interested in checking that out. Otherwise, let us roll. So today's topic comes off the back of a coaching call that I just held with some of my private clients as part of my Ultimate Marketing Mastermind Core group. These folks gathered around, we talk about marketing, we talk about mindset stuff, we talk about the things that are going to propel them forward in their business. So one particular topic that I do like to speak of is mindset. And the reality is that without your mindset dialed in, any of the tactics that you learn, any of the hacks, the tips, the anything like that, really doesn't mean anything. Most people, if they are faced with having to deal with their mindset, they're probably not going to go down that pathway. Unless you start making your way down this pathway through affiliate marketing, for example, or coaching, whatever, and you realize, I've got a few burdens up there. I've got a few things that are stopping me from moving forward. So I really wanted to talk about that with my people today, and I thought you guys would also get a ton of benefit out of this as well. So the topic is called The Importance from Unimportance. And the topic may seem bleak to some, but I want to stress what we're covering here is the definition of freedom and the path to true contentment. Now, I say that, and I know it's a really bold claim, but I implore you to hold an open mind with this stuff. This won't be a long podcast, but we'll hopefully be able to be somewhat of a profound one. And the truth is, as much as we'd all like to believe we are categorically the most important person in the world, we are, in fact, the most important person in our world. Notice the difference with that one. So there's a very famous speech by a gentleman by the name of David Foster Wallace, who's passed away since. But it's called This Is Water, and it's an inauguration speech. And one of the things he talks about inside the speech, which I highly recommend you go Google and look at or listen to it, it's really interesting, it's about 22 minutes long, is that everything happens to us and around us. Everything in our lives has happened to us. We watch things on our TV. We wear our clothes. We furiously type on our phone. Kind of get the idea at this point. Now, the crux of that, no one lives life outside their own perception of it all. Like I say, this is all opinion-based stuff. I could be well off the mark, but like I say, I'd encourage you to have an open mind with this stuff. Now, that's not good or bad, by the way. You know, your own perception of it all is not a good or bad thing. It's just an observation of how we perceive the world. But if you want to know something cool, and this is the part that starts to get a little bit bleak, so like I say, I encourage you to have an open mind with this stuff, is we won't be here soon. And then in 2-3 generations later, we won't even matter. We're not going to be important. We're going to be old Uncle Jamie that happened to do that online stuff. We're going to be someone's distant relative on a family tree. And even if we get substantial wealth along the way, we're still only going to be remembered for certain things, and only in a very, very small way. So you may choose to see this as a morbid or depressing comprehension, but I'd actually urge you to look beyond that. Because when you do, you have the capacity to free yourself. And so now that you're contemplating that fact, ask yourself, what exactly matters in your life? What exactly is important? Now, if you're someone who's naturally introverted and you've been considering going live for a little while, does going live really matter? That moment in time, is it going to be impactful in a year's time? What about failing, however you define it? Does that matter? How do you define a failure? Is it a learning experience? Is there something that you can gain from that situation? What about looking like the fool? Not keeping up with what your peers are doing? Does that matter? What about saying the wrong thing in Messenger if you're an affiliate marketer and you're prospecting and doing DMs and things like that? What if you say the wrong thing? Or on a Zoom call? What if you say the wrong thing in a sales situation? Tell you a little story. It's a book I read on real estate some years ago, and this gentleman, I really can't remember who it was or what the book was now, but he was out prospecting and he had his very first home showing, basically, and he took his private clients to his home. Now, he rocked up in his beat up old car and he arrived at this house and he met them, and they seemed nice enough, and he was shy and awkward and nervous. And with his rusty old car and his crinkly old suit, he greeted these people. And by all accounts, seemed to be pretty amicable. They were nice people and whatnot. Now, as some kind of random joke, a fly happened to be buzzing around his face. And as some sort of random joke, he did this thing that he used to do with his child, where he would pretend to grab something out of the air and eat it. And so he went and swiped this fly. And he ate it, obviously not realizing that he had actually caught it, only to then realize once he'd put it in his mouth that he had actually caught the fly, to the look of amusement and horror from the people that he was standing in front of. So then he had this moral conundrum. Do I spit it out, which is equally gross, or do I eat it, which is also equally gross? I don't recall what he did. I think he ate it because he was too embarrassed. Now, that became a funny little tale for his book, but the reality was that moment in time didn't matter to him. There was nothing super important about that. It's funny, it's frustrating, it's humiliating at the time, but it doesn't matter. So if you're answering yes to any of these, if you're finding yourself thinking, yeah, that is actually really important, then you're kind of missing the point with all this stuff. Now, the reality is, it's not that we need to be obsessive about our mortality and live within that fear, but more that we shall be liberated by knowing we will not be here for long. Then after that, we will be forgotten. So what power does that sentiment hold over you? The truth? What we deem is important probably isn't, and that in itself is important. What we deem is important probably isn't, and that in itself is important. Because, in reality, nothing is as important as we think it is, and with that acceptance comes true freedom. Understanding this brings acceptance. And acceptance brings contentment. And contentment brings gratitude, and gratitude brings happiness. And I would argue that gratitude and happiness bring more of the same and what many of us would deem to be a successful life. So I hope that inspires you. I really wanted to hammer home this idea that it's not depressing, it's not bleak, it's not morbid. It's an acknowledgement that our time here is really finite. We don't know if we've got 1 year, we don't know if we've got 6 months, we don't know if we've got 100 years. Many of us act like we have a very, very long time frame. But when you understand this fact that we've only got a little bit of time here left, all of a sudden your perspective shifts about what is really important. And the fear of going and doing things, you might still feel it, but you're more likely to go do that thing anyway, in spite of the fear. Because you know on the other side of that lays your success. And on the other side of that lays your freedom. Anyway, a couple of random thoughts here. Like I say, this is something that I spoke to my my private clients with today. Thought you'd get a bit of benefit out of it. If you're interested in keeping up to date with this stuff, like I say, hit the subscribe button. I do cover a lot more marketing stuff, obviously a little bit of mindset things in here as well. And yeah, hope that helps some of you out. Catch you guys in the next one.